Yeah, the PAV has always been a great place to play, and with the addition of the new video scoreboards in there, I think it's become one of the top five arenas in the nation. It's phenomenal. The quality of the picture is I don't know, we should be having movie night in there or something. It's ridiculous. But also just the...
That's something maybe we could talk to marketing about.
We could talk to them about it. But the increased level of fan engagement relative to replays or even just fan activities during matches... It really opens up a whole different level of, insight into the game and experiencing the match and experiencing all that the PAV has to offer. It's a phenomenal addition. We're very lucky.
So, I mean, when you talk about facilities, and I know the fans of the U, they hear a lot about facilities, whether it's where the game is played or practice facilities, whatever it might be. Just tell us some more about what this obviously falls under the category of more kind of fan service, right? It's going to bring the fan, experience to another level, because that scoreboard isn't going to get any kills or digs or aces, but it's really going to help the fan experience, and I'd imagine it'll help you in kind of the consistent arms race of recruiting as well.
Yeah, all of those synergies are true. I think, though, at the end of the day, we're trying to build the best program we can here to represent the school and the state to the best of our ability. And having something like that, I think, validates or legitimizes the very culture that we're trying to create. Because, for sure, we all got to keep up with the Joneses. Other schools have them. But the fact that we have them in combination with a great arena for volleyball seating around 5,800, on top of that, a really high roof. It's impossible to hit it to the ceiling. The whole thing, it just makes it all of a sudden a wonderful, wonderful place to train and to compete. They did. They were wonderful, and we're not looking to replace them. Their contributions to the program and the way the team was with them on it, that's how it had to be at that time. And now it's a new generation, as it constantly is in college athletics. You have this turnover, so now it's a new generation, a new group, and I think we're going to play a little bit differently. We're going to try to create strengths or at least leverage strengths in a way that speaks to the talent of this team. When they were on the team last year, we had to play a certain way to get the most out of them. I think now we get to shift and create a system that's based on the talents of the players that we have. So as much as we appreciate and value and love them, and for all that they did for the program, our eyes and our aim are squarely forward and moving ahead. Thank you, ma'am.
One of your